Road to Success has, you had overnight recognition, but you've been working on your career for a long time. Your Road to Success, one of the interesting milestones, I thought, was working with Michael Jackson on the road on the World Bad Tour, 1987. What was it like to work with Michael Jackson?
Well, I had just moved to L.A. and was and am from a very small town, so I'd never traveled the world, and this was literally my first gig. Once I landed in L.A., about 6 months after I got there, I managed to acquire this position as backup singer for him, and I had never been around the world, and certainly he's not like working for just anyone.
Do you get to know him?
Not at all.
Mm-mm. Really?
Which was interesting, because I worked with him for 18 months, and he was so removed from the whole thing. He didn't really learn anyone's names, and it was after about 6 or 7 months, it really started to take its toll on everyone, because in most musical situations, you have the luxury of getting to know people and having that camaraderie. And also, you're giving your life and your time to the people that you're touring with, and to not have any sort of relationship with them.
So he was so
very
removed.
Strange, yeah.
And in fact, you sang a song every show. You sang a duet
three,
with him.
Yeah, three exchanges with him.
So, you're talking to a guy. What was the longest personal conversation you ever had with him?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
In 18 months?
And I don't mean to slag him, because he's very, very professional, and he's not like any other star we've ever known. He's been famous since he was 5, very famous. So he's not going to be your average Joe in life or on stage or otherwise. And but that was my first introduction to touring and to professionally, you know, on that scale. Performing.
But singing on stage with him, doing those personal numbers must have been quite a great experience.
It was a great experience. If you can imagine.
The boys in the band apparently had lots to say about it.
The boys in the band? Well, I don't know. You can't believe everything you read, that's for certain. But, no, it was great. You know, my first gig, I walked out in front of 65,000 Japanese people, and that's the way I sort of broke the ice. And there were many great things about it, literally, just many great things.